I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hatred's festering as Muslims and Christians continue to war in the Central African Republic. The one-year anniversary of the coup just passed, and it was deadly. The African Union just branded the Christian militia targeting Muslims as terrorists and will treat them as enemy combatants. Open Doors' David Curry says peace will be a hard-won fight.
You could see that this will have ramifications for generations to come. When people refer to the faith of Christianity, because people will not easily be able to separate what that means.
Pray for Christians to be bold as they share Christ's story. Next, the rain won't stop in Bolivia. It's creating massive problems. Storms have been rolling in since October, and widespread flooding is overtaking entire communities. Rosa Contreras, heart of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says a ministry they help is giving emergency kits to affected families.
Emergency packs includes cooking oil, can or powder milk and water, noodles and rice and sugar. They want to include the Bible that will give them the hope in Jesus.
And would it surprise you that one of the largest unreached people groups in the world is the deaf community? Faith Comes by Hearing is working with Door International and other partners to alleviate this problem by creating the Deaf Bible app. FCBH spokesman Bill Orr says Deaf Bible 2.0 is being released soon, and it will include 10 new languages.
All of those will be available on the app so that people in those countries, once they find this and get the availability, can start watching God's Word in their own heart language.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for children and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.